You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Koitu, the Centre for Informed Futures, has released a discussion paper on social cohesion in Aotearoa. I spoke to Hema Schrader about what this paper shows us and how technology is impacting our social cohesiveness. Here is that interview. What does Koitu's report show us? What are some of the challenges Aotearoa is facing regarding social cohesion that have been outlined in the report?
So from what you've seen in the report and perhaps some of the media coverage in the last week or so, essentially the gist of the report is talking about how there is a lot of pressure and strain on how New Zealand sees itself and just how we get along with each other in New Zealand. And some of the challenges are wide-ranging and the triggers are quite varied as well. So it's a range of things from political, environmental, economic, technology as well. But it's also at the core things like income inequality, poor housing affordability, personal safety, which is what we're seeing post the ram raids happening in Auckland. And it's also bigger things like the economy more generally, the high cost of living and climate change. And with all of the flooding and the like in Auckland, you're seeing quite a lot of anxiety and stress and fear on people. And I guess what's also happened is it's leading to distrust in not just at an individual level, but also communities. There's a lack of trust in our institutions. There's a lack of trust in the government. There's a lack of social trust in its entirety. And that's creating its own issues that we're seeing as played out.
Right. How can Aotearoa stay resilient against factors that may impact our social cohesion? Would the best approach be, you know, to address systemic issues that create or emphasize polarity in New Zealand society?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we can do. First and foremost, I think it's important that we have a healthy conversation, a civic conversation around what are the things that matter to us and what are some of the issues that are polarizing. I think what's happened in recent years, and we've seen this through COVID, is, and COVID was perhaps a test case, is we had very polarizing views, and the way in which it was played out in media was perhaps rather negative, and they were seen as attacks on the views of individuals rather than us being able to have a healthy discussion and agreeing that there is a robust process in our democratic system that allows for people to have differing views but still be able to get along. So I think there's a number of things we can do. I think if you look at disinformation and misinformation, there's a lot of content that is being put out there that is incorrect. And it's also contributing to undermining trust in all kinds of parts of our system. So I think if you're an individual at home challenging what is the information you're being presented, where are you getting from? Do you trust the sources? Is it credible? All of these, they might seem small, but they're important steps in ensuring that we actually do have the right information to be able to make informed decisions.
Media literacy is more important now than ever.
Absolutely, absolutely. And particularly with the likes of social media and the range, the reach and the scale at which people are able to influence and share their messaging, it certainly makes a real challenge in terms of ensuring we've got the right information and people essentially have the truth.
How might the upcoming election highlight division in New Zealand society?
So, and I think your point earlier about the media. So we're in an interesting space where New Zealand, it's struggling in terms of trust. And the public doesn't seem to trust the media, it doesn't trust the government, and it doesn't essentially trust anything it's hearing. So as we go into an election, it's a really important time for people of Aotearoa to think about what is it that we care about in this country, what are the things we need to know about, and where are we going to get the information from? So we are able to make some significant decisions for our country, and who are the people that we're going to be voting for, and how do we ensure that what they're saying to us is credible, makes sense, it's not being twisted, and it's not being weaponized in ways that it wasn't intended to, and that you're able to be presented with as accurate an information as possible rather than being led down complex rabbit holes by disinformation and misinformation.
How is technology having an impact on social cohesion in Aotearoa?
It's having a significant impact, and it's perhaps having a significant impact globally as well. And you would have seen this in the last 6 months or so with the conversations around ChatGPT, and more recently around, even locally, around manipulating images for elections and a range of things like this. And I think at the core of it is we all use technologies. It's an instrumental part of our day-to-day lives, and it's got opportunities for positive impact on social cohesion. But right now, we haven't established clear rules. We haven't even had a proper conversation publicly around where are the lines and where are the boundaries in terms of what constitutes free speech and what can you say. And yeah, and absolutely. And what's the opposite? Where are the boundaries? What's acceptable? And who's accountable for the information, particularly when it's false information or weaponized narratives that are being presented to vulnerable communities and vulnerable parts of our society.
Do you think we need regulations implemented in, you know, the online world?
I don't think there's a simple solution. I think if you look at how social media and tech companies and the digital and, I guess, information environment has evolved over the last decade or so, there is no easy fix for it. And I think for New Zealand, some of the work that was done under the Christchurch call was a really good starting point in terms of testing what is the art of the possible. And I think that's the piece here, is it's going to take a number of different approaches. It might not be all regulation. It may also be education. It may also be tech companies themselves, you know, coming to the party and saying, hey, we actually do want to be part of this conversation and look at how we self-regulate and how we monitor our content. It might be as well media and looking at, well, what is acceptable and how do we deliver news and content to our audiences. So I think it's a wide-ranging solution rather than necessarily a straightforward one. And I think it's also a big part of this is we actually need to have the conversation, which sort of haven't really done either particularly well in terms of where are these lines and who do we want to see, who do we trust to make it.
That was Hamish Schrader speaking to me about social cohesion in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.